The precious name of Jesus this morning. Pleasure to be here. Not to necessarily have this position speaking to you, but it is a wonderful privilege to you speak from the Word of God. Awesome privilege and to be here. It's a very big fair number of years ago. I'm not sure how many years it has been, but it's been quite a while. And blessing to see the house so filled up this morning. I knew that y'all had grown in size. Compared to like a little chapel congregation of about 55, just slightly here. But I trust the Lord will give me calmness of its good to you. Who was doing the service, the siege of him, in Sunday school discussion. Such a blessing, privilege we have to gather together in church fellowship and learn from each other. What a wonderful privilege. I was studying for the secret message. This weekend, I have that on my mind, and I thought that I would probably just use Hangout Central this morning, but God got me the rest of that. And I was thinking of Father's Day. Does it mean Father's Day? That thought just kept rolling around in my mind, Father's Day. This morning at 3 o'clock, the door slammed while the girl was going to the bathroom, and I was not sure if someone can have it. I knew someone also, yeah. We had the cell service there. Didn't want to move up my joint. The girl went. Yeah, that third talk, which I recognize, would be a little bit of the same thing. Water using the restroom. However, pretty much instantly, as soon as I woke up, this thought comes. Pretty much a question of what you're going to preach. What I have to do. So that's where I did. So what I bring to you is thoughts on this one. I titled it Faithful Fathers. Faithful Fathers. All of us here have fully followed. Either your father is still living, or your father is gone and going to be forward. My father and my mother are gone. Fond memories of my father was not perfect. But as I look back, I know that my father did good, and he was a faithful father. I understand that there are individuals who experience the sad relationship of having an unfair body. And my heart goes out to you. God is our Father. No matter what failures may have happened in human relationships, God is our Father. He can be our Father. He can be our Father. He's the one that we can trust, and he cares about every situation. God our Father, I stand before you, a Father, an imperfect Father, one who, basically, when he was hard to preach, said, well, wouldn't you sit down and tell me? But I'd like you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I want you to read verses 1 to 7. Go to our Bible scholar. Do you know this passage? And know the phrase that was flowing within my mind. 2 Timothy chapter 2, I did not know that Timothy was married because we didn't do it in face and that he was a father. Paul was speaking to him. I'd like to look at some thoughts from this passage a little bit first, and then we would like to look at faithful fathers and three aspects of faithful fathers, the responsibility of faithful fathers. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus, and of things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that work entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strives and masculine, yet is he not crowned, except he strives doubtfully. Husbandmen that labor in blessing, first perfect here of prudence. Consider what I say, to the Lord give me understanding in all things. The phrase that was going in my mind is the verse 2. The same commit thou to faithful men. Faithful men. One of the things that the world and the church needs today so desperately is faithful men. What is a faithful man? Before we look at that just briefly, faithful fathers are the product of faithful men, or they are first of all faithful men. Now, sisters, I don't want to be talking about fathers this morning. Trust the Lord and for encouragement to do as well. Faithful fathers are first faithful men. What are some of the qualities of faithful men? Verse 1. A faithful man is strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. A faithful man, I just simply have it this way, they are strong. Faithful man is strong. Now, not necessarily physically strong, but he is strong. He stands firm. Number 2, a faithful man, in verse 2, is trustworthy. And I get this from Paul's exhortation to Timothy. Commit these things to faithful men. In other words, Timothy, you know who they are. The men in your congregation, the men in your acquaintances, you know who they are. Men who will be able to take what you commit to them, and they can teach others also. So a faithful man is a trustworthy man. Number 3, in verse 2 as well. A faithful man is a teacher. He teaches. We're not all teachers, but we're all teachers. The myth thou, he teaches the doctrine of God. Number 4. A faithful man, verse 3. A faithful man is a persevering man. A man who doesn't give up. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Faithful man. He perseveres. number 5, in verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. He is a man of integrity. A man of integrity. Number 6, verse 5. He is a just man. He is not dishonest. He is not one of injustice, but he's a just man. He strives lofty. He's a just man. Number 7, verse 6. He's genuine. He's genuine. The husband that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. In other words, he's genuine. He is what he says he is. He knows the truth. He's teaching the truth. He's genuine. He's not a hypocrite. Fathers, give that hypocrisy in our life. Our children and our wives, and our home, our son. Faithful men. You know, years ago, I read an article by a secular writer. But his heartbeat of the article he wrote is more to less to the degree that what the world needs today is men who are leaders. Men who will stand up and who lead. And as we look about us in the world, we see that the falling of men. And why all that is, the expression in itself to think it out. I am thankful for God's grace and forgiveness that redeems and redeems since their children. When men have failed, where fathers have failed, and in repentance come back to God, oh, there's wonderful forgiveness that can take place. Faithful men are so needed in today's world. I'll let you think for a few moments now of responsibilities of the faithful father. Remember, the foundation of that crop is faithful men. Faithful fathers are faithful men. Sometimes it feels like maybe on Mother's Day we speak soft, gracious words and encourage them. On Mother's Day, on Father's Day, we come down and we say, "Happy, you make a big upset." But we just tell them how to see. That's not my intention. I would like to encourage you, father and mother, young men, maybe you're married this morning and you're not a father at this point, maybe you are not married, you're just intermediate, and listen, if you want to be happy, we'll have to learn of our responsibilities for faithful fathers. Only to look at 3 aspects of faithful father. They are these: faithful fathers provide, faithful fathers protect, and faithful fathers are present. Provide, protect, and present. Number 1, father, dad, it is your responsibility to provide for the family, your wife, and your home, your family. It is your responsibility. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8 has strong words for us. listen to what we are told, we call. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. He's worse than an or an unbeliever. Those of his own house or his household. Provider. And you know this. There is a difference between a father or a dad who is endeavoring to provide and finds himself falling short of being able to supply everything that he feels the family needs and would benefit from. There's a difference between that and a father who is careless and disconnected and disengaged and passive, who doesn't care that his wife or his children are doing with less because he is taking care of himself first. There's a difference. And father, it is a father's responsibility to provide for his family in their physical needs, their spiritual needs, and their emotional needs. Their physical needs, he's the breadwinner. He's the one that goes out and works and brings home the paycheck so he can buy whole wheat bread and eggs. And not just so that, but goes out and works and provides. He keeps things going mechanically. He senses and he knows when the car needs to be. He watches things. And he's engaged to provide. He notices that the car has tires that are getting pretty bald and they need to be changed because it's dangerous. And he does something about it in time. But tires are expensive. They cost a lot of money. Well, he bears the responsibilities of providing physically. Yes, with his wife, they discuss. But he carries the load. Inside of my heart, I get stirred with emotion. When I sense and I see men and fathers not bearing responsibility. Wives are struggling as the men is gone. Man is gone. The fathers, be a provider. It's not so much that you have to have the fancy house. It might just be a tent. But you are engaged, the family knows that right now all we have. Your attitude will make a world of difference in the attitude of your home. Spiritual needs. He provides for the spiritual needs. He leads out in the family worship, a challenge of God. Ephesians 6 and verse 4. Ephesians 6 and verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Nurture, defined as training and teaching, nurture, caring for. Admonition, we can define it as admonishing, pointing out to our children their responsibility and duty in relation to the nurture. You see, fathers, we can be so good at telling our children how it ought to be done, but then we lack some in showing them. The father teaches, and that shows how to teach the process. Nurturing the spiritual need. You know, you tell me if love is when you become a father. But have you come again? Like, are you connected with your children? Your wife? Providing the spiritual need. Consistent in training. Provoke not your children to wrath. There may be various definitions. But are you consistent in your training? Or is one day it's okay, the next day it's not. A child in your need. Provoke not your children to wrath. Are you sensitive to the needs and the behavior of your children? Why is Sonny Boy acting out in a certain way? Why is he getting in trouble? Why is young lady having some of the struggles she is? Can it be? It's all been from the desire. It's to know that Dad is there. Dad is there for me. Dad is interested in my life. Providing for the spiritual needs, but without the emotional needs. He is sensitive, it's closely connected, but he is sensitive to the struggles of the child and children and cares for them, the emotional needs. You know, sometimes when a little child or when a big child is having a bad time, he's strong. You know, we'll just talk to the old one. We'll still have a sit down. Maybe people are crying. So they're the only need is just to have people love as you attack. Faithful Father, as you present. Well, probably with that. Our Father in heaven protects us. Watches out for us. The frame is men's, or truly, I have this one for you. Are you a helicopter that? What's a dad mean since he made your phone? He's just there, still pulse on every little man. But unfolding thought. And still that we have to listen. I'm talking more about an administrator. Someone who is connected, but he's not in control of everything. But there is relationship and there is direction, there is respect and honor. The faithful Father protects. He guards the door of his tent. Genesis 18 and verse 1 is the account of Abraham. When the three men were approaching, the Bible tells us that Abraham was sitting in his tent door in the heat of the day. He was there in the door of the tent and he saw the men coming and he rose up and he went to meet them. And in verse 2, goes on to tell us that he saw these three men. Yes, it said that, and he ran to meet them. Faithful fathers protect. We need to be fathers sitting in the door of our tent. We need to see what's who's approaching down the road. Not literally, we're not sitting on the porch all the time, but you know what I mean. We see who's approaching. We see what's happening. And we're alert. The faithful fathers are vigilant. People are what is approaching the tent. Faithful fathers. Our responsibility is to be the leader in the home in protection and direction. Fathers, you see the activities of our children. They need to reference somebody else. He is concerned for their welfare, spiritually and physically. Fathers, it's our responsibility to see when the children are doing something. If we see they're doing something that is not safe, somebody could get hurt. It's our responsibility to say, hey, you know what? That's not a good idea. We're going to get hurt. You know, the child gets old enough. Teens and then young adult. Sometimes there is that place where we see it, we say yes. It might not work out okay, but if it doesn't work out okay, don't feel right. It's still love and work. Vice versa. What are things that is happening today is that. I hope you understand me when I say this. I think you will. But one of the things that's happening today is that parents, I must say this is early in church, but parents are not allowing their children to fail. Children cannot fail. They cannot get a bad grade. They must all get grades. Our children do learn by failure, but that's different than where we see they're actually going to really physically for me to step in. But if you see your young child who's endeavoring to build something and you know it's out of his dream and what he can do, Father, don't just don't hold on to that. But allow him to try. It's guilty work. Go along the track, but we protect. We protect. We are there protecting the moral atmosphere of the home. Being alert to what's going on. Our duty is supervising and providing direction and guidance. And protect our wives. Sometimes, hey, this, see my time is changing. It's just a good one. Be a protector. Don't be a helicopter dad. When the door slams at 3 o'clock, that was saying it because of me. Guy that holds influence beyond that. What do I mean? So it's your responsibility to see and to understand and to know how your goal is influencing the purpose around you. Guard those influences beyond faith. You know what you allow to come out of your faith will have an influence and intense downward. Fathers need to be alert to the influence of other attitude. Good communication is key to a fathering. Number three, our last point, faithful fathers are present. Oh, I love the story of Abraham and Isaac traveling up to the mountain, up the road up to Mount Moriah, where there was, in Abraham's mind, a heavy call to go and offer his son, his only son. And I like the story. It speaks so much of relationship. Abraham was present physically. And it is important that fathers are present physically. But we know that we have jobs to do and we are not able to be at home all the time. But in Genesis 18, the account says that Abraham and Isaac, they went both of them together. And as they were going together, they talked. And Isaac asked Abraham, his father, you know, we have the wood and we have the fire, but where's the land? And Abraham, a man of faith, says, God provides us something. Fathers, be present. A faithful father, be present in guiding our families through the hard questions. And here's where it connects, where there is a need that the family has that is beyond father's ability to provide. And in family worship or mealtime, the family has heard father praying, you know, Lord, return here. Supply according to your will. Father present. Present in body. What we need today in our churches are fathers who are present in body. We're really good at knowing how to make money, how to work hard, and be prepared. We may not be as good as to know how to be efficient, but we're excited. I'm not saying go fishing all the time. That's not what I'm saying. You get my thing. Be present. When you are home, are you present? Are you there? Present in spirit, actively engaged. One son told his daughter there, it wasn't the fact that you were gone in life that was no good at all. It is who you were when you were. It's who you were when you were. So I encourage you to be first of all a faithful man, strong in the grace of our Lord's Son, and second, be a faithful man with God's blessing and power. A faithful father. I cherish the beautiful picture of Abraham and Isaac walking with God. They went both of them together. You know, as I look back on my thought, he is all about. My father was a man of few words. We knew what my dad should. We knew that he didn't help. He didn't talk to mom. Mom and dad were together. Dad is really firm. Did I remember my dad smiling? I think the smiles that he was. I mean, what that is happening. I mean, who else is happening? I didn't live in shame. I didn't want to be disappointed. I didn't want to be. But as I look, I see a faithful father. He was there. He supported us. He supported my mother. I miss the calls on Sunday morning. Dave, God bless you today as you share. Sure. And even up until his death, his last days of this life. He prepared us as a family for this departure. He led right up to the end. He wasn't controlled and manipulated. But he had his house in order. The will was made. I remember the day that my wife and I walked into the hospital. We had made the decision that he was going to discontinue treatment for his lung condition and be prayed for. And he was so excited that he hardly talked fast enough. His ass, he had him on me. And he said, there's some things I want to tell you that you want to need to know. So one of the witnesses said, look, you're right, and I'll listen. Prepare for his departure. And then as we sat by his bedside, and then Blaine was gone, tells me, he looks over, and tells me, he says, wow. He said, this isn't so bad. I'm sure this is going to be fun. Well, if I were praying, you see him take his last breath. But the legacy of my father lives on. The foundation that he provided for me, which I want to do much. Yeah.